Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Bluegrass multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter Sarah Jarosz is our guest today. Sarah made a name for herself as a bluegrass player at a very young age and released her debut album in 2009. Her new one, Follow Me Down, is her second, features producer-guitarist John Leventhal, banjo ace Bela Fleck, and the dobro player Jerry Douglas. Between her debut and the new album, Sarah went to school in Boston. She attended Berklee School of Music, and I asked her about what she decided to study.
Well, I mean, I guess the program itself is called Contemporary Improvisation. The program itself is more of like the development of your personal style, and there's just a lot of freedom for everyone in the program to kind of experiment with whatever, and so there's a lot of cool things that come out of that. And for me, it's been good to just kind of be pushed out of my comfort zone musically.
When you made this album, you were with some amazing players. Does that push you out of your comfort zone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely every time I've had the opportunity to be in the studio with all these amazing musicians, it's a great learning experience to kind of see everyone in their process of it all.
Now, you're holding a guitar, the banjo, I guess the clawhammer's behind you, and and is that a big mandolin?
It's an octave mandolin.
Very cool. And what was your first instrument?
Well, I guess I started singing when I was really little, like two. And then I took some piano lessons when I was around six. But then when I really started getting into it was with the mandolin when I was about 10 years old. And banjo came somewhere shortly after that.
Cool. Well, you're holding the guitar now. What do you want to begin with?
We'll start with Runaway, the first track on the album. Follow me down through the cotton fields, moonshed ocean, ride the way you will. Lead us down a road where no one goes, we can run away. Take my hand while I'm waiting here. Get away from it all and find what's real. If we don't get out now, the chance won't reappear. We can run away. Hold me tight and let go. Sweet and so. Back to me. Now we're creatures of the night. We set each other free. Run away with me.
Thank you. That is Runaway, the great song that begins Follow Me Down, Sarah Jarosz's second album, and she is our guest today. And who's playing with you? It sounds great.
Well, I've got these two great guys here, Alex Hargraves on fiddle and Nathaniel Smith on cello.
We should tell people that I'm not exactly sure which you're just on the 20th side of your 20th birthday, right? And yet here you are making your second album, one that, you know, obviously a whole lot more people are going to hear. What was important for you to show on your second album?
Well, I think as far as it being a little different from the last one, it was more of just kind of a natural progression of where I am musically in my life right now. I mean, I went through a lot of changes in the past 2 years between the last one and this one, you know, not just school, you know, obviously that had a huge impact on me musically, but also personally being affected by just the move from Texas to Boston and kind of having all that, you know, infiltrate into, you know, the inspirations of what's going on in my life and kind of in the long scheme of things affecting the songs and everything about it.
Were you able to do as much touring as you wanted to before, or are you doing more now?
This summer will definitely be the first actual prolonged real tour in my life. I mean, because pretty much up till now, it's been, you know, balancing gigging and school. And so this will be the first summer we're really kind of just 3 months going for it almost every day.
Wow. Well, and what has it been like of you also playing outside of Texas, where there is such a reverence for this kind of music, probably more so than anywhere in the country, maybe Nashville, but
I mean, I feel really lucky to have grown up there. I grew up in a smaller town, Wimberley, which is about 45 minutes south of Austin, and to kind of grow up having the small town vibe of Wimberley, but then the close proximity to Austin was really cool. I definitely, you know, went to see a lot of live music growing up.
Was there music in Wimberley?
Yeah. Actually, kind of how I got started was when I started playing mandolin when I was 10, I found out about that same time about a weekly Friday night bluegrass jam in Wimberley and just kind of started going to that and met a lot of really cool and supportive people who kind of just showed me new things every week. And that's really how it all kind of started.
When did you start writing about the same time, or?
I guess maybe a couple years later. My mom's a guitar player and songwriter, and I think kind of having that influence growing up made me think, you know, well, I might as well try.
Yeah.
And so I think I was about 12 when I started trying to write songs.
Well, you listen to that, the song you began with and others on this album, and I could see mistaking some of these for older songs too. You definitely write in idioms that are, you know, bluegrass idioms that have been around for a while, which is really interesting. What do you want to do next?
We'll play Annabelle Lee.
Cool.
Trouble her mind, but to love and be loved by me. Thank you.
my beautiful Annabelle Lee. I'll make my bed in the rising tide and her tomb by the sounding sea.
Great co-write with Edgar Allan Poe. Annabelle Lee from our guest Sarah Jarosz is playing live today. What do you want to do next?
We'll finish with a single from the album. This one's called Come Around.
Just when you start to look away, and I don't know what I should say. Distinguish night from day, then you come around. Just when things are looking down and everybody's wearing frowns, the king went and misplaced his crown, but it'll come around. Nights are hot and still. The days are long, yet time instills a sense of hope, a coming thrill, and I know it will. Just when life seems like a lost cause, people spinning words into angry flaws, and I don't know who I am or who I was. Life comes. Step back, start over again, find a way to win. I may be young, I may be old, I may be telling, I may be told, I may be wise, I may be bold, but I'll come around.
One that World Cafe listeners have heard a few times. That's Come Around, a live version of that from Sarah Jarosz. I'm kicking myself because I made this comment about you writing in bluegrass idioms, and everything since then, it's had nothing to do with that. So there you go. That's almost a jazz tune. I love the way that came out. Who are some of the people you admire? I know I mentioned Gillian Welch before. I heard you covering her.
Yeah, well, she's definitely up there as one of my main heroes. Tim O'Brien is another big influence for me. I honestly don't know if I'd be playing music if it wasn't for him. I just remember very early on being very inspired by him. And just, I mean, I feel like the scene that we're kind of in, everyone is super cool. And I feel really lucky, you know, all of us, I think, growing up, going to music festivals and camps, really had the opportunity to just get to be around like all of our heroes and all the people that were inspiring us so much. And I think just having that at such an early age, obviously is what, I know it's what made me want to keep doing it.
Well, everybody who comes here to the World Cafe has been incredibly cool. So we'll put you in that category too. thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you for having us.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.